Hello.
Hi, this is Shante returning your call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Piper calling. This is actually my third attempt to try to get a charge taken off my card, and I have a cancellation confirmation number from Willie from back in 1123, and I had a call in before that. I'm not sure I talked to there, but I just want to get this thing taken care of because it's been almost 3 months.
Okay, I'd be glad to assist you with that, sir. What's your zip code to start off with?
17044.
17004.
044.
Okay, 17044.
Correct.
Okay. So what is the first and last name?
Stephen Piper.
Okay, bear with me a moment. I'm still trying to locate the name. This to the account. Give me a second. So for security purposes, can you verify your address for me, please?
19 Bluebird Lane, Lewistown, PA, 17044.
Okay. I do have that account pulled up with the name, so just give me a few moments. Our system, we're having technical issues this morning, so just give me a few moments while we wait for it to load up, and once it loads up, I can fully assess the account and give you some answers.
Okay.
Okay, so one moment. We're still waiting on the system to load.
Okay.
I do apologize, sir. This is just going very, very slow today.
It's okay.
Okay.
I'll wait.
Okay. I'm still here. We're just still waiting on the system.
Okay.
Thank you. me, can I refresh?
Do you mind refresh? If I put you on speaker?
Yes, sir. It's not a problem.
Okay.
I tried refreshing my system. It's still going kind of slow.
Okay.
So it's just the waiting game of when it decides to upload.
I got time.
Okay. Still waiting, sir. Still waiting. I done tried refreshing the system to see could it go any faster. It's still not working. So I see there's something with the system. Technical support.
How do you work then? You might as well go home.
Look, that would be a great idea, but they would have to send everyone home. All of us is having a problem. But it's Friday now. You're talking the right talk now, but we know that wouldn't happen.
you can go home early. You have my permission.
Look, thank you, thank you. I do that, and I can see the rest of my coworkers say, why is she leaving? I could tell the customer told me to leave since we're having problems. They'll try to tell their customers to tell them that too, and our supervisor would be highly mad with everybody. But I'm going to tell them yes, sir.
You're the only one allowed. Nobody else can go.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell them. I'm going to say my customer told me first. I'm going to tell them it's not my fault. Their customer didn't think of it first. Let me just check. I'm place you on a brief hold. Let me check on something to see if think we done.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Let me look at this account. Fully, I'm a get your number. I was just give me a correct callback. What we get someone to look within our systems. Because we're going to have to go down and they don't want customers just send it here just so that they can check on the system with the system problems we're having with. So can I get your number for a callback? I will have to call you right back while we get our system looked at.
Yeah, it's 717
363-2078. And the name, I can look within to see Mr. Stephen Piper. 1 second, hold on. And the accounts, what is it under? just make sure for us. Look, it had me all this information down, and then it popped up, and you had to wait 10 minutes. I am so sorry for this inconvenience. Okay.
All right. As long as you get it taken care of, I'm okay.
Yes, sir. So go ahead with the you was calling in on regards, because we've been talking about how slow the system is. What's the problem you're calling in about?
Well, I was charged $39.99 on my credit card for something that evidently was in the fine print somewhere, and I missed it. So there was a cancellation that I had to submit, and I got a cancellation number, and I just never got the credit. And it's coming to the point where I'm going to have to pay this thing, and I'd rather not do that if I can get away with it. My credit card bill's due, and it's the only thing that's on it is $39.99, which I was promised to have credit by now, long before now, and I never got it. So I have a cancellation number, if that helps you.
No, I pulled up the account. I'm just reviewing the accounts and the notes. So let me look at see you. As you said, you had been calling in. So I see you talked to three representatives. So let me look at their notes and see what was done on this. And I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and I'll be back with you in one moment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, yes, sir. I do see where you talk. As I had stated before, I had placed you on the hold. You're supposed to be refunded. Your refund amount, what you're talking about for the $39.99. But it seems that it has been a problem in it being refunded. So they had to do a submission to corporate for an e-check. So can you, is it a way you can access your account and see was it sent over to your email for e-check?
I check my email every day, a couple times a day, but I never.
Okay, yeah, because it was submitted on the 24th of November, so around the at least around the first, you should have got a verification of an e-check. If not, I'm gonna have to do a resubmit.
Well, so what do I need to do with this email? What's it telling me?
It's gonna be an e-check that was over to your bank, and they will process it.
All right. Well, I would have saved that. What would it be under? What would have Kim come from? I mean, what would be the name on it?
It would be
like customer service or something like that.
Because
I never got anything like that, and I double checked my email. Unless it went to garbage, and I didn't delete it.
Okay. Just let me check and see. By it had to be what corporate or what it said e-check amount. Let me see what the how to be sent.
Yeah, well, send me another one because I didn't get that one.
Okay, just give me one moment. Let me check on some. I'm consulting with my supervisor. She's going to look. She says she know it will be something saying support.
Right.
Okay, so sir, it will you will have a email that says from support at getyourdeluxeproducts.com.
Okay.
And it within that email it will have the e-check.
Okay, I didn't get that email, or it went to my junk mail and it got deleted. I never got it.
Oh, I was just trying to say, yeah, it either come in your email or sometime it can be forwarded towards your junk mail. But it's not a problem. I will go ahead and do another submit. So just give me a few moments while I do another resubmit for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'll place you on a brief hold.
Yep.
Just checking in, sir, letting you know I'm still here. I'm just working on getting this new submission.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. One moment. I'll be almost there. Okay, sir, I do have that resubmit applied. So just check your email under the information I gave you for support with the product, and see when the e-check arrives.
Okay, and support, what would it be under, support of what?
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me go back to that, what she showed me. Where is it? It would be under support, get your deluxe products. gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll watch for that.
Okay. So, just let me do this. Give me one moment. Okay, so yes, sir. I was just notating that's what we had spoke about. So yes, sir. Just check your email for the process of the e-checks to be processed back to you.
Okay, I'll watch for it. And now I had a confirmation number, cancellation number, or something the last time. Are you giving me any kind of number or no?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what the process. You didn't need it anyway, so I don't know why you gave it to me.
Your cancellation number would be C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
262.
Yeah.
414.
Yeah.
289.
That's the one he gave me. That same number. Yep.
Yes, sir. That's in reference to your account.
Okay. And they're going to send me an e-check. And what do I do with that then?
You have it emailed over to your bank, and they will process the payment form for you.
Oh, so you don't send it back to the bank. You can send me something to send to them.
Let me check on that.
I mean, you took it right from the bank. I don't know why you couldn't send it right back to the bank, but.
Yes, sir. Let me check on that. Yes, sir. So it goes, like I said, it goes back to your email address. You print it out, and then you take it to the bank, and they go ahead and process it.
Okay, I'll watch for that and see what I can figure out. If I can't figure it out, I'll call you back.
Yes, sir. That won't be a problem. Right. So, like I said, just take your regular email. If not, if you're going to see it, make sure you keep watch within it with your junk or spam.
Okay, I just went back through my junk email, deleted stuff back to 11/28, and I never got anything. So.
Okay, not a problem. But like I said, I have done the resubmission again, so you should be receiving it shortly.
I'll watch for it. Thank you.
Okay, so if it's not anything else that I can assist you with,
thank you.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.